Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Religion and Spirituality Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Saturday morning, July 12th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of religion and spirituality news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is Kailasa, the first nation for Hindus, celebrates Guru Purnima 2025. Kailasa, the first nation for Hindus, celebrated Guru Purnima 2025 with global events spanning over 48 hours. The Supreme Pontiff of Hinduism, Bhagavan Sri Nithyananda Paramashivam, extended blessings to citizens, dignitaries, and recipients of Kailasa Awards. Millions joined the celebrations, receiving spiritual initiations and participating in authentic rituals. The speech addressed a global audience, emphasizing the guru-disciple relationship and the role of the guru in spiritual liberation. Disciples were instructed to study sacred texts, eliminate ignorance, and align with cosmic principles. Awards were conferred to global allies, and over 2 lakh meals were offered as part of the Nithyananda Ashada Anadan initiative. The day also included the sacred 108 Guru Homa, strengthening the connection with the Guru. Kailasa's mission to revive Sanatana Hindu Dharma and share spiritual sciences globally was highlighted, making Guru Purnima 2025 a cosmic initiation into Paramashivatva. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Religion and Spirituality Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.